Tantor Audio presents Scandal in Skibbereen by Sheila Connolly, narrated by Amy Rubinate. Isma and Shkili on Aimshir. Time is a good storyteller. Chapter 1. Now that the high season had arrived, Sullivan's pub was busier than Maura Donovan had ever seen it. Of course, she'd only arrived from Boston about 3 months before, so she didn't have a lot to compare it to. Still, it was promising. It was the middle of the day, and she already had a nice crowd. It wasn't until later that the regulars would drift in and settle in their favorite spots, either at the bar or near the small peat fire, which Maura had found useful even in June. Plus, it seemed to please those tourists who wandered in, their eyes lit up at the sight of it. Ah, a bit of old Ireland, she guessed they were thinking, and on a damp day like today, they'd be glad of the warmth. There have been quite a number of damp days lately. But business was building. Her business. Maura still hadn't gotten used to the idea of owning a pub, though she'd worked in enough of them in her 25 years. She'd never owned anything of importance in her life. She and her gran had lived in a small apartment in South Boston as long as she could remember, and with gran gone now, Maura had found that all their worldly possessions amounted to very little that she wanted to keep, except a few family photos and letters to and from her grandmother. Yet those had led her here to Lepp, a tiny village on the south coast of Ireland, close to where her gran had been born, and landed her in the middle of a new and unexpected life. Maura had to admit she was still worried that someone would find a reason to challenge old Mick Sullivan.